Free parking, just steps from your gate. Envision the simplicity of flying local, the comfort of being close to home. Now open your eyes and see yourself at Delta County Airport. Your getaway to the world. Start your journey at flyesc.com.
Brandon Van Gass, along with Tony Adams, as Chase Cloutier is scheduled to be the first batter for the Cubs, and yeah, with what 10 or 11 on the roster, we haven't seen any substitutions yet.
Right, Escanaba playing the DH, so they're playing yep. 10 kids. Norway with 9 kids suited up, so they're playing all 9. And Cloutier, first time up, he struck out. That was Carson McClain in the first inning. This time he will
your
get Carson Moore,
Cubs,
who went 1-2-3 in the last inning
one.
On the mound. So.
Eight. Cloutier.
Only 11 pitches. He's going to come back out there. Now he has to deal with the top of the order.
Yeah, more warm-up pitches. I would say of the five he took, four of them went about 50 feet. He kept the umpire pretty busy chasing balls.
Nice.
So here's the first pitch from Moore. And that one is in the dirt outside. Ball one.
Well, you get that two-run inning to take the lead, Coach. Now you're looking for that zero, right? You want to get right back in the yep. dugout.
2-0, next pitch, fastball outside. Next one's in the dirt. 3-0. And the last thing you want to do after a go-ahead inning like that is put yourself in jeopardy by walking people, particularly a leadoff man. Next pitch is a fastball in for a strike. Cloutier looks at it go by, I'm sure he was instructed.
You look at the way this Cubs lineup is constructed right now. Yeah. Gardner, Mercier, those are bat on the ball guys as Moore walks the leadoff, right? Those are
yep.
speed guys, put the bat on the yep. ball, and then you got the bomber on a chance. You can gap it anywhere on this field.
Eli Gardner has an opportunity, a couple of throwing errors at third base, has an opportunity here to get something going in the top of the third for the Cubs.
I'm curious to see if Cloutier is going.
Gardner takes a big cut at the first one over the plate, and he'll miss it.
I'm curious how long Coach Bittner is going to wait to test not only Carson Moore's speed to home plate,
yes.
but Alex Ortman's accuracy.
Moore does take his time with
yeah.
a big kick.
Huge jump.
And there's a breaking pitch. So, big kick, breaking pitch, in the dirt.
No chance.
Nope.
He had three steps before that ball was released. So
yeah, no throw over to first either. So
now does the bunt come into play?
Well, Ortman was preoccupied with trying to corral that ball. Not even concerned about making a throw. And here's a shot going into right field. McLean's there. He makes the catch. And we'll throw it in quickly, but tagging up from second base is Cloutier. And he'll work his way over to third. So one out, runner at third for the Cubs.
Well, an effective sacrifice fly, right?
Yep.
Move the runner over. Now you've got one out, runner at third. Adrian Mercier, right? He's going to be a very difficult kid for Carson Moore to strike out. So you would expect the ball to be put in play. Coach Hoppercorn going over, okay, what are we doing? Probably corners
yep.
up, right?
Yep.
I would not eliminate the squeeze play at home plate here, although I haven't seen much bunting this summer in Legion so far. But I wouldn't eliminate it.
Well, you don't want to take the bat out of these guys' hands. Come on, coach.
But come zone play, you'll see it.
Yep.
When there's a big trophy and a trip to the state tournament on the line, you'll see some more bunting then, I guarantee it.
One out in the top of the third.
First base is still deep.
For the Cubs. That's runner at third. Here's the pitch from Moore. And he bounces it. And good reflexes by Ortman.
That's kind of strange because if Mercier were to put it down first base side, Mason Rigtig has no play at home.
One ball. Next pitch is a strike, fastball over, and a weak pop up to Erickson at shortstop.
Next batter, first baseman number six.
And Mercier
bottom.
Is out.
Yeah.
Two outs.
Carson Moore changing speeds a little bit, and an awkward swing from Mercier,
yep.
and a little light, weak pop-up to Erickson. So that's the first hurdles out. Now LeChance up to bat.
He popped out first time up. Here's another one. It'll be shot into right field. McLean will catch it. After working his way to the right, he had to come back one step to the left, battling the sun on a line drive. And that'll end the top of the third inning. And after two and a half here in Norway, it's Vikings 2 and the Cubs 1. I'll be back in 60 seconds.
This summer, get your ride ready for every adventure. Whether
one
it's a road trip,
fits all.
A
that may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one size. One size fits all. That may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one-size-fits-all strategy. Hi, I'm Cheryl Raines, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. My most important goals are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs so I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Stop by my office at 843 North Lincoln Road in Escanaba. Knowing you, that's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage.
Shortstop and pick up the pitching duties.
So the DH has entered the game.
Yep.
So that means Lucas Hall is no longer in the game.
And Nick Chu will go to shortstop.
One of those Legion rules, coach, that kind of mirrors Major League Baseball. You can DH, but only for the pitcher.
Yep.
And we've had conversations this summer about that rule, and all of the people that are way above me, because I'm at the bottom of the ladder, they've asked me about that, and I said, I don't like it.
I don't even know where the ladder is, Coach.
Yeah, well, I like the DH, but let me DH for anybody.
Yeah.
You know.
So we've got, where'd number three go?
Your first batter for the Vikings.
Second base.
Catcher, Alex Orton.
Nope.
Well, we've got 18. Is at second.
Well, Molesky, no, okay.
That's Rimco.
Yeah, okay.
Eight, Gardner went to short.
DH, okay, Rimco is at
second. Cloutier is over at third.
All right. Here's Mercier's first pitch, a fastball outside. Batter is Ortman, maybe.
Alex reached on a fielder's choice his first time up.
Another pitch outside and low, kicks up some dirt as Blick.
Also, when you get into the state tournament, coach and Legion, you cannot re-enter a starter.
Ball three.
Which, another rule I don't like. They said, well, it's major league rules. Well, we don't have major league rosters.
Nope. So Mercier, 3-0 on Ortman. And ball four.
Pretty
four
much.
Four straight pitches, all outside.
Yeah,
Ortman will trot down the first.
Pretty
yep.
same location
yep.
on just
yep.
about every one of them.
And that'll bring up McLean.
So I'm really curious to see if Ortman's going, just like I was yep. with
So McLean
Cloutier.
Is a left-handed batter, makes it easier for Blicks behind the plate, and a strike.
Yeah, I'm going to mention that to Coach Hoffercorn.
Blicks came out of his stance ready to throw, nothing happening.
Well, they're expecting it, right?
Yep.
Fake bunt,
good throw, and Ortman is out by 5 feet at second base. Good throw.
Yeah, I think that's where the lefty, being up with the lefty catcher, really
yep.
helped.
Oh, no question
Blicks.
About it. So the count is 0-2
so the
on McLean.
Vikings run into another out.
Here's Mercier's pitch, and it goes about 48 feet. Just made it to the dirt around home plate. So 1-2. I'll tell you what, Blix is getting a workout.
Yes.
1-2 to McLean, one out, bottom of the third. Here's a weak pop-up foul territory, and Gardner will chase it down before he gets to the fence, and that's two outs.
That's Boutier over there with all the changes. Yep. Gardner moved over to shortstop, so Cloutier made a nice play there.
Yep.
And, you know, one thing about Carson McLean, while he spent the year at Marion, he didn't bat.
Yeah.
So Coach McLean telling me, right, like he was spending some time in the cage this summer because he went to baseball practice,
right,
but they didn't hand him a bat. They said, throw the ball, young man.
First pitch to Adams is outside for a ball. Next one, he'll take a cut at it and gets a piece of it, goes back to the screen. Evens count, 1-1. Nobody on, two outs. Bottom of the third inning, Vikings on top, 2-1.
Pretty ruckus crowd here this evening at Mike Pauley Field.
I don't know. We've had the umpire talk to one of them. And Adams will swing at a breaking pitch that doesn't quite make it to the catcher, but got the home plate.
Now he had already made up his mind, so now he's got to stay back.
1-2 on Adams. Fastball. He gets a piece of it again and fouls it away. We've seen Bryce Adams go 10, 12 pitches.
Well, we have, but I'm guessing he's getting a breaking ball here. How about you?
No, it's a fastball, and Adams fights it off, and it's going to drop into right field, see if he gets the first base in time, because the right fielder was playing pretty shallow, and he'll be safe at first base.
Good piece of hitting. I'm a little surprised they didn't go back to the breaking ball, right? They had sped him up.
He might have been expecting the breaking pitch because he was a little late on the fastball, but nonetheless, he fought it off and got it to right field.
So we'll see what the Vikings do here because he's been a kid they've been sending, but you have another left-handed batter up with the left-handed catcher. So Cole Bochic is not going to be able to impact Bryce Blix if Coach McLean decides to send Adams with two outs.
Here's Bochic, and he slices one over the third baseman's head, Cloutier, and he could not get it. It was 2 or 3 inches above his glove. And that will go as a base hit. And we got runners at first and second.
I'm telling you, if you had like fan graphs, like major leagues,
yep,
he hits the ball about 100 to 120 feet, and it's between shortstop and third, and he wears that out. And if you're a coach, you'll take that all day long. Right?
It's Erickson now with two outs. First pitch.
Rick Tick.
Rick Tick, I'm sorry.
But you'll take that all day
absolutely
long from that kid.
And there's no shift rule. So you could bring the third baseman in, shortstop over, second baseman over. Here's Rigtig on the 1-0 pitch, and this one's low.
Mason Rigtig certainly capable of squaring up a fastball and it not coming back. And he is in a fastball count right now.
2-0 on Rigtig. Ball outside. I think he called it low.
I wonder if he is green. 3-0. What do you think, Coach?
I'd do her.
Carter Cazola on deck.
I'd
you said it. Let the kid swing.
Yep. I wouldn't bunt him. And he didn't. He looked at that fastball right down the meat of the plate all the way. In fact, Mercier took something off of it.
Yeah, he just looking. That was a get it over pitch, right?
3-1. And ball four. Up high.
Your next batter, center fielder, number 42, Carter Cazola.
Well, Carter Cazola, Coach, he was a hero in Harbor Springs.
There you go.
He can light up the scoreboard here because we've got two outs. Bochic and Adams will definitely be hauling on any contact.
Bases loaded, two down. Here's the pitch to Cazola. He looks at it outside corner. He's got a problem with that. And
we're
going to
fix
strike
that this winter.
It's a strike. Here's Mercier's pitch. Zola takes a big cut at it and misses.
Oh, yeah. He was looking out at the soccer field there. Carter wanted a piece of that. Now he's got to break it down, right?
Yep.
Ball and
went right over it. I'd say breaking pitch right about here.
Mm-hmm.
Bases loaded. Two outs. Here's the breaking pitch, and Cazola gets it. It's a bouncer to the shortstop. And a good throw over to first base. And the inning's over as they get Cazola by about two strides. So after three full innings here in Norway, it's Norway 2 and Escanaba 1. We'll be back with the top of the fourth inning after this 60-second break.
Remember?
Does peace of mind have a name? Can confidence and trust be summed up in a word or two? Can innovation really mean security? At Pomp's Tires of Escanaba, they have people that are working diligently every day to keep your family safe with tires, brakes, and auto repairs. It's all to ensure that your family is riding on the safest, most durable tires ever made. Peace of mind does have a name, and it's Pomp's Tires.
It's never a bad time to enjoy a donut from Donut Connection. Serving 40 different homemade varieties of donuts and over 20 muffin options, they're sure to have something you'll love. Plus, they have donut cakes and donut holes. Gift certificates available at any time and any amount. Save time and use their convenient drive-thru. They're open 7 days a week, 5 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. Connect with freshness at Donut Connection, 2315 First Avenue North in the Mini Mall, Escanaba.
Top of the fourth inning as Carson Moore goes out to the mound and bounces 4 or 5 to home plate. Guess he's ready.
Hey.
And coming up to bat.
As long as it goes over the plate, Coach, when the batter's in
when somebody's in the batter's box. Ashton
Rimkos had that big RBI single in the first inning for Escanaba's only run. He just, as you said, stuck the bat out, right?
Yep.
Put it right back over second base.
Started the game as DH. Now he's at second base. Here's Moore's first pitch, and it's a strike fouled away by Rimkos.
And he does do some pitching for the Cubs and the Eskimos during the spring. I believe he's going to be a junior.
Here's Moore's one strike pitch up high. Evens the count at 1-1. Moore doesn't take a whole lot of time between his pitches. 1-1 pitch. And it's a changeup popped up. And McLean will come in and grab it almost on the infield. I don't think Duder saw that ball.
No.
Nobody.
He doesn't have sunglasses.
Your next
on.
Batter,
we can't,
catcher, Bryce Blix.
We can't overplay the sun at this field.
Right.
It's a clear sky. And even later in the evening, it becomes a problem for the first baseman on any type of bunt down the first baseline. Moore throws a Ephus pitch.
And that's what I was getting back to, the old Little League thinking, right? Well, number 9 is your worst hitter. No, not in complex baseball. And guess what? Right field in more complex baseball is not your worst fielder.
Look, so take a swing. That evens the count at 1-1.
Necessarily. Right? So you got to get out of that Little League thinking.
Here's Moore's pitch, a fastball. This one is struck into right field, line drive. It'll take a couple of bounces before it gets to McLean.
Real good, smooth swing there from Blix.
Your next batter, number 24, Matt.
He's having a nice day, Bryce Blix.
Yeah.
Threw a runner out. He stopped quite a few baseballs in the dirt, and real good swing there. Matt Caven.
So a runner on for Caven at first base. Got one out
in
the top of the fourth.
He flew out to center field. Oh, the ole. The ole.
So, Adams, here's a ground ball, and Adams had an opportunity to get it, missed it. And then Erickson also missed it at shortstop. I wouldn't say it was hard hit. Stayed low, stayed on the ground. And neither infielder could come up with it. Puts runners at first and second with one out for the Cubs.
Might have had a play at second with Blix. Now Moore's in trouble.
Here's a bunt out front. Workman will grab it. Fires to first. They get the runner, and there are two outs.
Nice play. Blix. Good sack by Turchin. Sacrifice bunt.
Next batter, number 9, Nick Chu.
Two down now. Runners at second and third for Chu.
And you don't do that, coach, if you don't have a lot of confidence in the next hitter.
Yep.
And as I said before, Nick Chu, not your garden variety nine hitter.
A lefty with speed. Here's Moore's pitch. And that could have hit you, but he got out of the way. So it'd be ball one.
See if Carson can get out of this jam.
And a ground ball. This will go to Erickson at short. He'll pick it up, fire to first.
And he does.
And that's going to end the top of the fourth inning as Chu bounces into a ground out.